Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
January is when a lot of us start thinking about trips later in the year, and the new year always brings new travel trends with it. So what destinations should we be putting on the list for 2026? Travel writer Tom Brannock has been looking ahead at the big travel picks for the year to come, and he joins us now from our studio in Cork. Happy New Year, Tom.
Many happy returns, folks. How are you doing?
Okay, so what are the big buzzwords and buzz places for 2026, Tom?
I know, that's right. And I guess this time of year, travel editors and writers around the world are racking their brains for the latest kind of puns and portmanteaus. And I'm sure even many listeners will even eye roll at the very mention of the word staycation. But there are plenty more aside. And I think the ones touted for greatness for 2026 include the likes of runcations. So that's where you maybe have a destination marathon. Not only the likes of marathons and runs, but also we've seen on social media now how high rocks have become so popular. So people getting their fitness goal on their holiday versus, you know, boozing it up, and people are simply not partying as much anymore.
I'm tracker mortgage guy on this one.
I don't know what a high rocks is.
No.
Oh, it's the new CrossFit. It's the new thing, Colm. It's like,
it's brutal is what it is. It is really tough.
It's basically a punishment beating that masochists like to use on their holidays, is it?
Yeah, and right. and feel very self-satisfied about afterwards. I mean, it's kind of one of my semi-maybe goals, but I'm not quite sure yet. I can't even do a 5K. But that's one option for people. Another one is glow-mad travel. So this is a play on nomadic travel, but glow-ups, which you see on TikTok and Instagram as well. It's people seeking wellness breaks abroad. So perhaps, you know, many people are being outpriced by the price of, you know, with spa treatments are becoming so expensive in Ireland that now maybe they're looking at, we'll say, going for a wellness break in Budapest or going to a spa weekend in Marrakesh. But one of the ones
I love that Tom, that it's actually probably cheaper to go to Marrakesh to Morocco.
Yeah, well,
for a spa break, then get one here.
I mean, it's definitely an option for people where they're on their weekend away anyway, and they're thinking, well, why don't we take in a wellness aspect? But one of the ones which is maybe has a bit more, I suppose, weight behind it, despite the name, are the ideas of quietcations and hospitality. And this, I guess, taps into the fact that people really, really want to switch off. We've heard about digital detoxes for a few years now, but just with the barrage of news and social media, people aren't actually posting as much on social media anymore. I think they peaked in 2022. And people want those kind of unplugged getaways in the wilderness where they can just switch off. And I think Ireland, I've seen in recent years, like in even the last year, the terms cozy and wholesome have really cropped up on social media anymore. Cozycation.
This is this hugger thing from Denmark, is it?
Yeah,
that kind of
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. And I think Ireland is kind of like well poised for that kind of coolcation northern holidays where people just want a cozy fire, lovely self catering properties. You know, it's the simple things like, you know, going to the local market, rusting up a nice meal in Airbnb or a nice country house. So I think that's one that's really going to, I think, gather ground as we kind of just try and switch off from all the madness around us.
Right.
Yeah.
Is there, get that boot off your ankle, you can get your pair of sheepskin slippers.
Yeah. I never know. Is it hugga?
I don't know. Ask the travel expert.
Tom?
I'm Danish is a tricky one. I think it's hugga.
Hugga. Okay, we'll go with hugga.
Hugga.
Hugga. What about new routes this year? Because you can always often pick up a bit of a bargain if people haven't all jumped onto a new route yet, can't you?
100%. And listen, the new routes are ultimately going to dictate where a lot of us are travelling. And there are two new transatlantic routes with Aer Lingus who actually have a sale at the moment if anyone doesn't want to try and bag a bargain. One is to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and the other one is to Raleigh in North Carolina. Now, a lot of this is based on, I guess, Aer Lingus's hopes to, you know, develop Dublin as a transatlantic hub. So many of those flying will be inbound travellers, I imagine. But you know, Irish people nowadays, we have more transatlantic flights than any other nation in Europe, you know. We're very sophisticated per capita. We're a very sophisticated traveller. We know our US destination. So the likes of Pittsburgh and North Carolina will appeal to people who've been to, you know, Boston or New York and want maybe a more authentic experience. And then also, if you look at the regional airports, you have routes from, new routes from Shannon to Rome and Madrid, new routes from Cork to Nice and Santiago. Belfast has a new cool route to Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic with TUI holidays. And there's also, and the thing about regional airports, and I mean, I'm from Cork, and people, you know, can they've gravitated more and more to those routes like never before. Because before, I know on my own terms, you could think, look, I'll stay overnight in Dublin, I'll park up there. Those options are gone now for many, many people, because hotels at the airport hotels have become out of reach for so many people. Parking is a nightmare, and people are happy to support and use their local airports a lot more. Another really good one, by the way, is Albania from Dublin. That's a hot route in every sense for 2026. I mean, Albania has been kind of touted as the Maldives of Europe on TikTok.
It's kind of like what Croatia was about 15 years ago.
That's exactly
20 years ago.
Yeah, and I think Irish people are developing a grow for Croatia right now. I see a lot of people travelling there versus, we'll say, Portugal and Spain nowadays. And so you could do a kind of a nice kind of Balkan trip by maybe flying into Dubrovnik, out of Tirana, and working your way down to Montenegro on the Albanian Riviera, they call it.
And has that the Albanian Riviera, have they caught up in terms of the standard of what's available there for tourists? Because it would have been well behind.
Yeah,
Croatia or Greece.
They absolutely, I mean, they have. And I think there's, just because, I mean, we're kind of, I guess, it's becoming more accessible to us now thanks to the direct route. But Albania has been developing a pretty strong tourist industry for years now. And many people in that Adriatic region would go there on their holidays anyway. But there is, I would say, very nice resorts, which people may be surprised aren't maybe the bargains you would think. But there's also that kind of, accessible four-star hotels where you'd get a lot of bang for your buck.
Okay. And for people who are staying at home then on this island, Fermanagh is one you're giving the nod to?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really cool year for Fermanagh. And what's interesting about it is it's the first of the six counties to be taken in by the Irish Ireland's Hidden Heartlands brand. So, as you know, in the Republic, we have our Wild Atlantic Way, which has been so successful, Ireland's Ancient East, Visit Dublin, and then that kind of central area, Ireland's Hidden Heartlands, which has taken off. And so Fermanagh, it's kind of pretty, it's a symbiotic addition, because you have those beautiful lakeland region of the county, which is fantastic for any nature lovers, if anyone wanted to try a Shannon cruiser. And so that's going to and join the fold there. And I think it's going to be a good branding opportunity for the county. And there's, and I'm often surprised at the amount of people from the Republic who've not been to the north. And Fermanagh might be an easy opener there. It's a really sparsely, I mean, apart from Enniskillen, I'd be hard pushed to name a town in County Fermanagh.
Rosslea,
okay. But it's like, I think it has a third of the population of County Tyrone. So it's a really wonderful, rustic area and, you know, great hotels. Finlock, maybe people would know for those glass dome capsules. They have a new spa village opening this year, as well as Europe's first electric hydrofoiling experience. Do you guys know what that is? They're kind of those.
Yeah, it's got like a fan strapped on the back of a boat, is it? Is it one of those ones?
Yeah, almost like a surfboard on air. Yeah, exactly. So that's one to watch.
Yeah, you're throwing in the couple of fuckle there, Tom. There is a bit of a Gaeltacht renaissance going on as well, and people taking holidays to brush up there.
This is one that I'm just kind of touting, really, because I've seen like so much of a revival of the language really in the last year. I feel like it's growing month on month. I know you guys were talking to Sheila Ní Uachtaráin before Christmas about it, and I think that there's such a demand now to speak the language and have that opportunity. So I really expect a lot of people are going to be trying to get to the Gaeltacht this year to practice their cúpla focal and brush up. And the thing about Gaeltacht trips, unfortunately though, is that they can have quite limited windows, so that, you know, various courses can only be open for maybe for a few weeks in Dingle or in Ishmion or Idiscale is another great one above in Donegal. So I would advise people to start looking into that now, because it may be fine to book your place in the course, but you may have another five trying to find a Banantee, because there aren't as many in certain areas as perhaps there used to be. But I would definitely recommend a week in the Gaeltacht.
And you dipped your toe in the water and on Tráth Gáinnev and on Tráth Letrach and Inis Meán yourself, did you?
Oh, I did. Well, I don't know about the beaches, but I dipped my toe linguistically anyway. But it was a really lovely week there and a great recommendation, I would say, too, for solo travellers, because, you know, you kind of meet all the people in your class, you immerse yourself, you meet the locals, and it's kind of a nice way to feel part of a, you know, a Poblín beag while being a solo traveller.
And Tom, for adults, is it the full shebang? Do you have the ceilidhs and the
shifting?
The shifting.
And getting sent home for the Ober Dhumlán Berle, yeah.
Yes and yes. So we all actually, we did a few things. We had like a music evening, an Aron Iacht, like a Shannos evening, and then everyone had an opportunity to practice their like party piece in the local pub. And so it is, but also a very well constructed course, you know, where I think there was a nice... some of them can be very beginner orientated. I've done ones before where, you know, you may have like a beginner American but we actually had several nationalities who had, you know, strong Irish. So it was a kind of a great old mix.
Okie doke. A great idea, actually. Something I'd love to do myself.
Oh, yeah, do it, Katie. It would be great.
Okay, great. Listen, Tom, thanks for that.
And
lots to think about. And I'm sure lots of people making plans right around now for their holidays this year. That is Tom Brannock of a travel writer there.
Now, coming up, we'll head to New York as Nicolas Maduro and his wife plead not guilty in court.